My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Shryan and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to our musical quiz. According to my dictionary, a quiz is a sportive catechism. Sportively taking part in this catechism are John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And here is our registrar, scorekeeper, Mary Bell. John, this first round turns out to have a theme, which is introduced by a song, which in turn comes from a musical, of which the title is a four-letter word. Show, John, and the composer.
Well, I received a slight clue from the wine-buying guest on my right, who said meow.
Yes.
I didn't recognise the song.
Well, I'm a Muir, you see.
Yes. Very good. Yes. I knew both the librettist and the composer.
Yes. Right.
But it is Cats.
Cats, that's the four-letter word, Cats. And the composer...
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes. So the theme is cats. Are you a cat lover, John?
Dogs rather than cats for me.
Right.
But I mean, I have liked some cats.
Yes, one has met the odd one. Yes, that's right. Yes. Frank, do you like cats?
Yes, and cats love me.
Right. Let's see if you can name these two poetical cats and the name of their creator.
They were very well known in Cornwall. In Launceston Place and in Kensington Square, they had really a little more reputation than a couple of cats can very well
bear. Clear
it's
Lane.
Clear Lane,
yes.
Yeah.
The cats being...
Didn't catch them.
Ah, well, do you know whose poems...
Yes, well, if it's John. Cats, it was presumably the librettist of Cats, which is Old Possum's Book of Cats, T.S. Eliot.
That's right, T.S. Eliot, yes. You don't know the names of the two cats, do you? They're lovely names.
I couldn't distinguish the lyrics.
Well, it wasn't there. I thought you might know anyway. They're Mungo Jerry and Rumpel Teaser, the names of the two cats. But Eliot gets you a mark. Why not? Ian, any cats in your household?
No.
And I know
Cocker
why,
Spaniel.
Because there's a dog.
Yeah.
The cats in your musical example, Ian, were described in absolutely characteristic music by which composer?
Sounds rather like the cat next door.
Yes.
Yes, this is Ravel.
Yes.
An opera that I've never seen but would love to see because it has such fascinating characters in it, like a Louis XIV chair and a grandfather clock, how people portray these things, I don't know. Yes. But it's L'Enfant et le Sortilège.
Sortilège, yes. Dennis, you've probably worked out which cat song I've got in line for you. It was written for the film The Lady and the Tramp.
We are Siamese, if you please. We are Siamese, if you don't please. We are former residents of Siam.
Peggy Lee. But Dennis, who wrote the song?
Peggy Lee.
Yes, with help. You got your mark.
But was it Dave Barber?
Not with her former husband. No, Sonny Burke.
Sonny Burke,
the songwriter.
Yeah.
Do you like cats, Dennis?
Now I'm really in trouble. I have done this before. You can admit to being a racist, you can admit to being a sexist, you cannot admit to saying that you loathe cats. You're overwhelmed. Cats, when you loathe cats, every cat in the world knows it. And it comes, if you're sitting, and it not only sits next to you in restaurants and cafes, if you're in a house, I once had one sit on my head. Which is an appalling experience. And the lady said, "Ah, take no notice, he's getting to know you."
Well,
I can only think, with all due respect, if you say something bad against the Scots, that's the only way you get less letters than if you say something bad about cats. I shall be overwhelmed.
Yes.
No, I mean, merely admitting that you and anything less than laudatory about cats. Yes. The mail, that poor postman.
I won't ask you if you don't like other people's babies. That's another one.
No, I like people's babies. But cats.
I've never met a cat properly.
Not the right one.
Don't
the
say
right
things
one.
Like that. I don't like... You see, that's the other thing it does to people, cats. They make people say things of the most ineffable soppiness as well. I mean, there's a sensible, cultivated man says you've never met a cat.
You've never met a cat and stood eyeball to eyball with it.
Much too risky.
It's just a thing that you've done. No. So no. You admit it, so you have no right to talk about cats. Any kind of...
That's the start.
I tell you what, Mark, that's
the start of the onslaught.
Let's have a musical quiz, shall we?
I don't think things have ever taken such an ugly turn.
I told you, you've only got to mention it, and it brings out... Yeah. I've never had a cross word from him before.
Yeah. Never. I've had a letter from a listener in Buckinghamshire who writes, "I admire you and would, even if I were not your wife. You persist in playing birdsong in my music, even though it is patently obvious that your team are not interested in birds." Yes. "Keep up the good work, yours faithfully," and then I can't make out the name. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Eyre. We're going to have some birdsong. John, three names, please, in order. And I was sure you were going to say Ludwig van Beethoven. Yeah. How about the birds? Any ideas? You do.
Well, one of them is a quail.
Yes, that'll do me. Yes, and the nightingale and the quail and the cuckoo from Beethoven's... Which one?
Would it be the heroic?
Go on. Play with me. Toy with me.
Symphony.
Thank you very much, yes. Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, yeah, fair enough. Frank, what can you tell me, please, about this bird?
Very little. It's terribly good at imitating camels.
Yes, it is. Just to help you, I can tell you that its Latin name is Puffinus puffinus, or Priscilapa. Puffinus.
Puffinus is kind of minor penguin, which is in the book world.
Yes, that's right.
True. Yeah. I really can't help you.
No,
this.
Well...
I can tell you, if I can get back onto cats, I'm sound.
Go on, you want to tell me something about cats?
No. I'm just still bristling under Dennis's savage attack.
Well, actually... I laid a slight trap for you, and I said puffinus, because the puffin's Latin name is Fratercula arctica. Yes, the one you heard there was the Manx shearwater, not the Fratercula
Arctica.
Well, anyone could have been fooled.
Yes, indeed. Ian, this is one of the few birds whose call can be reproduced almost exactly on the piano. Here's the bird itself giving its well-known imitation of my piano. Andy, and great favourite of mine, this is the same bird's bubble song. Musical and lovely. Do you recognise it?
Yes, and only a few weeks ago, I called in to see a friend of mine who lives in the depths of Cumbria, and he said how his one of his sons had gone to live in a town, and his youngest daughter was still left at home, and she wished that she could get away. And when her brother came home, and she was saying, oh, how lucky you are to be away, and he said, well, not really, because it's very noisy. All the summer, coming on all the spring and summer, there's going to be great building works outside my flat, and there's pneumatic drills and all that kind of thing, to which his younger sister replied, better than those rotten old curlews.
That's right, yes. It was indeed the
curlew.
The curlew, yes, indeed. Which brings us now to Dennis.
Can't do that one on the piano, can you?
No, I can't. I'll give you a hint, Dennis. I'll give you a hint. It's the Fratercula Arctica.
Did you say that?
It's the Fratercula Arctica.
Wasn't that the one you had?
Yes, what was it?
Difficult. Oh, that was Frank's. It was a cat.
No.
What was it you had? It was a puffin.
That's right. You got it. It was the puffin. Of course it was. It was the puffin, yes. Well, that's got that all sorted out, hasn't it? Five notes. John, those five notes begin this theme. You've got it already. A name, please, a number, and a movement. So.
It's the second of Rachmaninoff's second.
Yes, that first movement, second theme, Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto.
Right.
Yes. Frank, the same five starting notes.
I'm in love with you.
Let me call you sweetheart.
Yes, indeed. Ian, I wonder if you can put a name to this. Same starting notes, of course, but in a different rhythm.
That's Ronald Binge.
Yes.
Watermill.
The Watermill.
The Watermill.
Ronald Binge, yes. Dennis, if you don't know this, I think your partner will.
You were right on the first count, but wrong on the second.
Your partner has not the slightest idea, I'm afraid.
Don't you know it?
No.
Audience, anybody, please. Highwayman Love by Ivan Novello. Yes,
indeed.
Yes, Highwayman Love it was. The next round concerns an old music hall song, Daddy Wouldn't Buy Me a Bow Wow. Let's just get the audience to refresh our memories as to how the chorus goes. Everybody sing all together. They always clap themselves. It's funny. The odd thing, you know, is that that's not how the tune was written. On the original printed copy, the first line goes.
Stephanie Gavotte.
Sort of, yes. Frank, claim your side of Mark by giving
us. Notice that you've got a little cat and she's very
fond of that. Yes. Oh dear.
Carry on, sir.
Thank you very much. Frank, claim your side of Mark by giving the song a date. While you're at it, who was the swan-like artist who made it very much her own?
Vesta Victoria.
Yes,
I can see the Victoria. Sheet music.
Can you?
Yeah, she was in a very, I think, outdoor clothes, but very long and thin, and she was clutching the doggy, the bow wow. And it's the naughty 90s.
Yes.
Whereabouts? I've no idea.
Early on-ish, yes.
Oh, well, it's somewhere between 1891 and 1894.
Yes. How correct, precisely correct, 1892, first published, song by Joseph Tabra, Vesta Victoria. Dennis, perhaps you will be thinking of a last line for the verse. It begins like this. I love my little cat, I do, its coat is oh so warm. It comes each day with me to school and sits upon the form. When teacher says, why do you bring that little pet of yours?
Why do you bring that little pet of yours?
When teacher says, why do you bring that little pet of yours? I'll come back to you for a last line a bit later. Meanwhile...
Don't rush.
John, over to you at last in this round. The key phrase of that chorus, la 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 la, is so potent that it seems to have affected quite other composers. What is it, John?
Before Frank gets to it, I think I should say, Devious, my Devious.
That's right, yes. Bit of a lark.
Yes.
Make a pun on Irmelin if you can. Yes. It's the prelude to Irmelin by, as you say...
Leaning on the Gate.
Devious. Ian, I seem to hear that Bow Wow song, even in a composition from 15 years earlier.
Daddy wouldn't buy me. Was very angry about it there. Yes, Tchaikovsky, surely.
Yes, it's from the last movement of his Fourth Symphony. Mm. That's right. And so, back to Dennis for a final line to that verse. I love my little cat, I do. Its coat is oh so warm. It comes each day with me to school and sits upon the form. When teacher says, why do you bring that little pet of yours?
It helps remind me that the French for 14 is... Cators.
Fair enough. Far better than the real last line, which is, I tell her that I bring my cat along with me because Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow wow. Right. Let's get in the mood. The question arises, though, in the mood for what? For love, perhaps? Mood music in the truest sense. But someone suggested we might institute a search for not in the mood music. Something along the lines of, perhaps, cuddle up a little further away. Something like that. Any suggestions for not in the mood music? John.
There's a rather nice song by Purcell. I can't quite remember the tune. It's something like... My Lady Celia goes to prayers whenever I ask the favour.
Right, that's done this as far as I'm concerned. That's lovely.
Yeah, lovely.
Melisande was slightly different, because she always said when anybody went there, she said, Ne me touchez pas!
Yes, ne me touchez pas! Yes, in the Debussy opera.
I think if you're going to have put the record on and to switch off most of the lights and get the girl there, the record to put on would be the mass bands, the Grenadier Guards, playing a tribute to Noel Gay. An aphrodisiac.
Yes, wonderfully, yes. Ian, not in the mood. Well,
following up the line of Cuddle Up a Little Further Away, we have a song called I've Forgotten Vienna.
Yes, yes, yes. Dennis? thought.
Why don't we do this less often? actually, the BBC succeeded in turn. There used to be a song called Let's Put Out the Night's Lights and Go to Bed, which the BBC didn't allow at that time, and they made it Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Sleep.
That's right, yes.
My wife won't let me.
Or all through the night there's a wretched bluebird singing.
Frank Muir sings the Fats Waller songbook.
A bestseller that might be, or not.
Here are the four final songs, beginning with Frank on his best behaviour.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner and Connor, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care a goat. I'm home about eight, just me and my baby. Ain't this baby? I'm saving my love for you.
A revivalist song from America gives us a verse or two that John prefers to sing unaccompanied. Zion's Walls.
Come, fathers and mothers, come, sisters and brothers, come, join in and sing the praises of Zion, the praises of Zion. Oh, Father, don't you feel determined to meet within the walls of Zion? We'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round the walls of Zion, the walls of Zion. Come, fathers and mothers, come, sisters and brothers, come join us in singing the praises of Zion. Come, fathers and mothers, come, brothers and sisters, come, join us in singing the praises of Zion, the praises of Zion. Oh, Father, don't you feel determined to meet within the walls of Zion? We'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round the walls of Zion, the walls of Zion, the walls of Zion!
If you were around in 1931, you might have heard this, revived now by Dennis.
There ought to be a moonlight saving time, so I could love that girl of mine, until the birdies wake and chime, good morning. There ought to be a law in clover time, to keep that moon on overtime, to keep each lover's lane in rhyme till dawning. You'd better hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, get busy today. You'd better croon a tune to the man up in the moon. And here's what I'd say, there ought to be a moonlight saving time, so I could love that girl of mine, until the birdies start to chime, good morning. Really?
I'm fond of open-air songs, you know, the blue sky my pillow, the green grass over my head. There used to be a lot of songs like that for baritones in evening dress longing for the life of a tramp. Here's the best of those King of the Open Road songs. I think so, anyway. And it's sung by Ian. Right,
So long to you, gotta be on the road again. So long to you, gotta hitch up my load again. It's been great to meet you here. Right good company and right good cheer. Now then, my lads, anyone like to come with me? A wanderer's life is free. I can say night and day, nothing ever worries me. Nights are cold, maybe I am growing old, yet I thrive, and the pals I meet make it good to be alive. Comrades, farewell, what if we never meet again? The memory will stay. As I go, rain or snow, wandering the King's Highway.
You really rollicked there, didn't you, Ian? Really rollicked. Yeah. Triple roll. Yes, a triple roll. A final score we have, as far as the quiz is concerned, a victory this week for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.